My name's Nikki Pettit and I'm the Teenage Cancer Trust lead nurse for Birmingham, based here at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. We've got 11 beds and a daycare, which is two chairs, so not all young people need to have overnight stays, so we provide an environment for those that don't need to come into hospital. The kind of treatments that we're seeing through the unit are mainly chemotherapy, radiotherapy, symptom control, because unfortunately sometimes we make people quite unwell with the treatments, and unfortunately some palliation as well, so some young people do die from their disease. We see both oncology and haematology patients, so lumps and bumps types of cancer, but also blood-borne cancers as well. The unit was designed with young people in mind and very much involving the young people as well. So Teenage Cancer Trust fund everything extra that you wouldn't find in a hospital ward.
Should we look around then?
Yep. So this is the kitchen. So it's the only kitchen in the hospital that patients are allowed to use. So obviously...
and a jukebox.
Yeah, fab jukebox that is updated every month, which is amazing. And various tunes come out of that depending on who's in here. So two four-bedded bays. The layout is the same throughout the whole hospital, but you can appreciate that the decoration is completely different. So every locker's got an Xbox, and then that's linked up to the TVs. We have open visiting, so friends and family are allowed to come and stay, and they can have one person stay with them overnight if they want that.
Brooke, we owe you one omeprazole doing, so we're going to top you up one more. Just for
I'm Brooke and this is my mum, Mel, and I'm 18 and I've got acute lymphoblastic leukaemia. I was diagnosed on the 30th of September. Yeah, I was at sixth form, I was just gone into year 13, so I was just...
So A-levels?
Yeah, I was doing them in sociology, history and business. So when I go back to school in September, I have to go back a year, be behind everyone else.
I think initially once you've got over the shock, then you can actually start to appreciate what a fantastic place this is, how brilliant it is that the youngsters all get to chat with each other, because I think as a parent, they don't always appreciate that you know what you're talking about. And it's difficult for adults to relate to teenagers at the best of times, yet alone when they're ill.
Yeah. What about people that you've met here? Have you made friends with any of the other patients?
I tend to make friends with the people that I've got to keep.
The last place you want to be, really, but what is the best thing about being here?
All the nurses, they're all friends.
I think it's their understanding of teenagers as well, and that, you know, their patience is remarkable.
Do you ever get sort of angry or upset while you're here as well?
Yeah, because some of my friends are out doing things and partying, and I turned 18 while I was in here, so it's really boring. I'm meant to be out partying and I'm not.
And then this is the Eden room, so it's like the chill out room, and it's just to having another social space with more facilities for young people to come and use, and to give their friends the opportunity to come up and see them, and then not to sit around a hospital bed, which is a really abnormal socialising space.
Hi, my name's Fiona, I'm 20 and I've got AML, acute myeloid leukaemia. When my friends came, we were like, come in here to get away from, like, my bed space. And, like, it doesn't really feel like you're in a hospital environment when you're in here. They know how to, like, talk to you, like, in a mannerism.
And has that made you feel more comfortable? I mean, it's an awful thing to go through. There's no pretending it's not. But has it made it a little bit easier?
Yeah, definitely. Like, they're always, like, really happy. And, you know, make it better.
Have you got many lunches?
No, we've just won a Kate Granger Compassionate Care Award that was run through NHS England and NHS employers, and that was centred around what we consider to be like the obvious kind of basic care, so introducing yourself and telling people what your name is, and actually looking at young people as individuals and not a cancer diagnosis or a number and a name in a named bed. It's all about tailoring care to the young people and their needs, and acknowledging that every young person is different.